On go. Three, two, one, go.
Slow.
Universal?
Every time I see this like opening animation, I think it's like, oh, I've done the wrong movie. It's a sci-fi movie or something. But then I'm like, oh, it's the fucking logo.
I always think it's Jurassic Park. So I watched that movie so much as a kid.
I remember my favorite scene of Jurassic Park was the scene in the kitchen where the kids are hiding from the velociraptors. I thought that was fucking badass, and I'd always say like, oh, can we watch that until we get to that scene? Because I wasn't like 4 and I hadn't worked out that you can just fast forward the VCR, and my family would always be like, oh god, that's like 10 minutes from then.
Fair, VCRs were always really hard to use. Rewinding tapes and shit, fuck that. Okay, that doesn't really make any
Yeah,
sense.
that's fucking dumb as hell, since it implies that, crime is a purely like, you can just purge your urges of wanting to commit crime, and people don't commit crime for any economic or sociological reasons. It's just people are dickheads, and if they get out of their system once a year, that'll be all right.
Can you remove these subtitles?
Yeah,
No,
I
that's
speak Korean. I learned it from Technat's wife.
No, I said, can you remove them?
Oh no, they're hard coded, sorry.
Wow.
You get home now, it's getting late. Stay safe.
Also, wouldn't
Safe.
society like immediately implode since people would just like blow up the fucking like water treatment plants and the electricity plants?
Yeah, exactly.
And like bank robbers, or like people who like work in mega banks would just like do illegal transactions and give themselves $1 billion. And, like, what? Crime was legal.
Bitch, let us go. Hey, calm down. We got plenty of time. Girls up to anything fun tonight? I'm gonna kidnap Eva this year. Hope that's okay with you, Mom.
It's getting late. Hope to see you all tomorrow. Stay safe. Stay safe.
Why wouldn't
Stay
people just
safe,
leave the
darling.
fucking country when it's the purge?
Money?
What money?
Eva.
Fly out of the country?
Well, you might get fucking murdered.
I'm fine,
Or at least, like, get an
Stay
RV
safe.
and go camp in the woods or something. Like, staying in a city is fucking retarded beyond belief.
Yeah, it is. But in that first movie, they had, like, super, like, a super rich neighborhood with tons of gates and stuff.
I guess. Yeah, if I was super rich, that would make me want to leave even more, since that would make people want to burgle me even more. So, yeah, I'd get somebody to lock up my house, but I'd want to not be there, just in case.
None of these actors or actresses are very attractive. Like,
It's gonna take realism.
Cheap movie.
It's gonna
I
take
get it.
realism. Deal with it. There were three American women there, and not one of them was obese, so it's not that realistic, sorry.
Edgy.
Typical American hobby. Well, at least he knows how to hold his revolver better than Rick from The Walking Dead. He can hold it straight.
If the purge was real, I'd stay in and illegally download movies on them.
Oh, Edgy.
I know.
This is like a Paul poster getting ready to kill the niggers. Wonder how many people would just like go on a binge of watching child porn and delete it all before the night's over.
Is that part of it? Like, or is it only violent crimes?
In the first movie, it phrases something like, "All crime is legal, other than assaulting government officials and use of level 4 weaponry." So I'm guessing that stuff like, big bombs or something, like don't set off nuclear bombs and you're right. Which is dumb, since, like, people would just commit financial fraud and the economy would instantly implode forever.
What are you looking at?
Selfies.
No, just getting my child porn on. Can't wait for
Who is
tonight.
that actor?
I don't know if I recognize him.
Is that the guy from Fargo? The athletic coach or whatever?
No, isn't that the guy from I Saw with Sonny in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Him. I don't think it's him.
My name is Donald Talbot. Our regime was voted into office 9 years ago.
Well, regime.
The first order of business was to deal with the epidemic of crime that was plaguing this nation.
So we killed all the niggers.
Things improved drastically.
Here's an idea. Legalize drugs. Just a little tip for you. I'ma see you tonight, nigga. Ah, oh, hell yeah. See this one tonight. Hell yeah. Would you just leave the country? Like, if it was announced tonight that, like, crime will be legal in Britain every year, I would just immigrate to Canada, because I'm not putting up with that horseshit.
Oh, well, no. I have a big house. I live in a mansion with a gun, so no, I'd be fine.
Okay. Well, you live in America, so maybe that's normal that anyone could break in and murder you at any second.
Yeah,
since I guess you live with black people. In Scotland, all we have to worry about is like a cow wandering into a garden.
Horse shit.
Yeah, I don't know if that's part of the movie, but I shan't.
It would not surprise me if that was like the final cut of this movie. Like, nobody watched this thing. They're like, alright, let's cut it. Send it out. Fuck you, Edgy. Although, what I would say, Ruby, is I have a really nice car, and it's outside. I would probably want to go put it in a garage or something.
Come on, they're keeping the population down by getting rid of people like us to save money.
Talk is cheap, Captain. He may be right, but he won't do anything about it.
You should install those, like, in South Africa, what they do is they just put flamethrowers under the car, so when someone tries to break into the window, you push a button, and jets of flames come out from under the car to make them fuck off. Just get that system.
Speaking of taking medicine, can we pause?
Okay.
Okay, on 3, 2, 1, go, pause. 3, 2, 1, go. I will be right back. Sorry.
Anyone still listening at home? This is when you take your medication too. I'm taking my asparagus medication. Keep my autism under control. As you can see, this is a very good movie, and I hope you've downloaded the copy with the hard-coded subs so you know what we're talking about. I'm sure I'll cut this out since it's very terrible, not fine. Just like the whole thing, everything I've ever made.
Sorry,
at this point. It's okay.
Okay,
what timestamp are you at? I'm at 7 minutes and 37 minutes. Whatever. Seconds.
Oh, 7 minutes and 39 seconds.
Alright, let me catch up there. Alright, I'm ready to go on your command.
Look, she's not even wearing makeup.
I think she's wearing subtle lipstick.
Oh, anyway. On, go. 3, 2, 1, go.
She's not wearing any lipstick because it's like a realistic gritty movie and she's just some waitress. Even though in movies, like, when a woman's not wearing makeup, it really means she's wearing a lot of concealer and a lot of lipstick and eyeliner.
Yeah.
And blush.
Well, that girl's got, like, acne. Like, they didn't even, like... fucking movie, like, shit.
Not to be racist, but don't black people just have freckles like that?
No, that's actual acne.
Oh. High-end realism.
Well.
Oh yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
She can fucking steal some acne cream from the store during the purge.
That's true. I'll take care of my room. I love you both.
Very much. He's dead as fuck. He's gonna get literally lynched or something.
He's gonna go out and kill people. Ride or die, like, motherfucker.
Something edgy like that. Go and kill Whitey. Actually, that's another plot hole. Black people already behave as if crime's legal. They go around playing the fucking the knockout game, punching white people out. On the purge night, black people do the edgiest thing possible, which is not commit random violent crimes. They just stay home with their families and chill out. And then for the other, like, 364 days of the year or whatever, that's when they go around punching people. Wow, this is, did you notice that? You, like, walked out from the behind the car twice.
Yeah.
It's probably, like, a deep metaphor for how repetitive modern American life is. Bravo, whoever made this. Yeah, can you give me a handy? Fucking slut. Lol.
Whoa. Itchy.
Don't worry, it's just a cosplayer. He's like, there are a bunch of like Call of Duty cosplayers. They're the ghosts from Call of Duty or some bullshit. He's getting ready for the chimp out. So if the purge hasn't started yet, why don't the police go and arrest these guys for? Oh, tips Fedora! Tips Fedora furiously. We need Russ Cole down here to shoot at him. Why don't, if this is, the purge hasn't started yet, why don't they get arrested for like intending to commit crime or something? Planning to commit a gang related offense.
I think they're wearing the masks, so.
Tell me about the niggers. Why do they wear the masks?
That's all I could think about when I said that. And it, like, I completely derailed my own thought.
Well, yeah, I guess, like, if you were going to do something like this, you would wear a mask, since even if, like, legally you're not going to face any repercussions, you're still going to be, like, socially ostracized, and someone might just fucking kill you in revenge and not even wait for next year.
Mm-hmm. What do you want?
Which is why the last movie where the main villain didn't wear a mask is fucking dumb as shit. You can't go out there. You know how dangerous it is. You need to leave. It's late.
Don't do this. It won't make you feel any better.
Well, now I know the Korean character for leave.
Yeah.
Learning swan. You know, when I watched the first movie, I was thinking, this is pretty fucking, like, government, pro-government propaganda, since, like, the implication is if, human nature is everyone's violent, and if it wasn't for the law, and, like, all America's fucking trillion and trillions of laws, we would all just be running around killing each other. So you have to have the lovely, benevolent state to protect you. And I was thinking, maybe they're just fucking stupid and know what they're doing. This one's literally called The Purge Anarchy, so it is pretty much like anti-freedom propaganda. Hopefully this guy just, like, goes and kills a bomber or something.
Is it the guy from Dark Angel?
I don't... I don't think so. There's so many of, like, wise, black, angry black leader people. Like, could be Morgan Freeman, and I'm getting mixed them up with Samuel L. Jackson.
I think it's silly to say, is that because just about, like, this movie is probably made for, like, $35 or something.
Yeah, it seems to be.
So those are like his henchmen? Why don't they just turn on him?
Yeah, just like rob him. I thought he was some poor guy. What's he doing with henchmen? Maybe it's something like, you know, people are going to pay him to let them kill him or something like that during the purge, and he's going to give the money to his family. Something like that. And that was like just like a chauffeur is picking up and he's going to take him to some rich people so they can enjoy a good old fashioned nigger luncheon. And he's going consensually for the money or something. Since he's dating his sister.
Let's talk about a relationship when it's like 15 minutes until we can be legally killed.
Yep. The car's being hacked. Why wouldn't they just fucking leave the city before that fucking happens? Like when a riot breaks out, people leave the city in real life.
And so are you, fuckers.
They're convenient. Also, the funniest thing about the purge, if it was real, even though, like, obviously it wouldn't solve any problems and it would make everything a trillion times worse and, like, faith in society would be gone the next day, what would happen is the most people who would be killing other people, I think most people would probably just, like, try and evacuate the cities and stay to themselves, but the people who would actually go out hunting down people to murder for fun would be the police, and they would be the National Guard, and they would be the soldiers, people who literally have signed up to a job in the hopes that they get away with beating the shit out of people and they can get away with killing people. So if it's legally just a free-for-all, more than it already is, then it would just be the cops, like, going to everyone who's ever pissed them off, murdering them, and, like, soldiers just wading down the streets with heavy machine guns, mowing everyone down.
If the purge happened, I'd go outside and jaywalk.
I would consensually make love to my sister, and then they couldn't get done.
You are just disgusting.
Legalize it. If the purge was real in America, I would bring a Kinder Egg surprise into the country, and they couldn't do anything about it. Oh, they cut our brakes or our power or whatever before the purge. We can have them arrested if they don't kill us tonight.
Your car's leaking.
Don't worry. The mechanics are coming to help you. They've still got a few seconds. They should call the police. Me about God. Why does he wear the mask?
I got those wire sheets.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah, let's run from these guys with cars and motorcycles.
Top level.
This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge sanctioned by the U.S. government.
Thanks, Obongo.
Weapons of class 4 and lower have been authorized.
This is 2023. This is Hillary Clinton.
Oh, thanks.
Government officials of rank
Thanks, Hill Dog.
Oh, of course. Clap, clap, clap. God bless the government. Oh no, the government's not here to protect us. What will we do? Who will build the roads? Just fucking leave the city and go camp in the woods and you'll be fine. Unless someone started a forest fire, which I guess is allowed. Why don't, like, Al-Qaeda, like, come in mass and just go about blowing everything up? Why isn't they're Russia like, oh, invade?
We can arrest them.
And they're like, whoa! Sorry, guys. Go ahead and set up an occupation. Can't do anything. This is fucking retarded. Like, for real, like, we're meant to think, like, oh, just like any average person wants to kill random people. That's what human nature is like. It's definitely not all sociopaths and psychopaths. We're like that all the time. And can't get out of the system. What a fucking stupid movie.
This is really dumb.
This is a normal day in America.
Aren't they all like hardened criminals? Like,
yeah. Like, I thought crime was meant to be down, guys. What's up? Top fucking level, mate.
This is already better than the other one.
Yeah. Then, like, when in the first one, you're thinking, like, why is that a home invasion movie? Why aren't you showing what's happening in the city? But, yeah, this is already better than the first one, since they're, like, making... Well, they're not making the most of the idea, but they're...
Trying to.
Yeah.
The last one was just, like, I was watching Safe Room or something.
Yeah.
Where the fuck
yeah,
was
Safe called? Room House.
I actually never saw that movie, but I know the premise.
Mm. The generic home invasion siege movie.
Yeah.
Why is he driving a fucking car? Shouldn't he be sneaking there? I mean... You're kind of a big fucking target. I've played GTA Online. I know people shit at anyone they see driving a car past them.
I would just go drive out in the country and just keep driving.
Yep. Or take a wee holiday. Like, walk 1 inch over the border to Canada and just sit there for 12 hours, then take 1 inch step back to America and you're fine. The chimp out's happening. This is what Paul thought would happen when Zimmerman got off for shooting Trayvon. Now, this is what's going to happen when Obama doesn't get re-elected for a third term. Should break into like a Halloween store and put on an edgy mask and then just go and join them and be like, hey, we're some purgers too. We join you again. We're fans of Call of Duty Ghosts too. We've got the ghost mask.
Time for some overacting. I can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel it.
Well, that's meant to be her mother? I thought it was her sister or something. She'll see it.
I have no fucking idea. Dearest Eva and Kelly, my greatest heartache is seeing the two girls I love so much struggling in this world. Who the fuck's voice is that?
the dad or husband or whatever the fuck. I'll be a martyr
for a wealthy family. Spooky.
I called it. I honestly didn't know this. But I called it. I'm so good at movies. This is also fucking stupid. Why would they pay someone when they could just snatch someone off the street? And if they're so rich, why aren't they doing that anyway? Oh, clap, clap, clap. Stupid as fucking shit. Doing the Dexter room. They watch Dexter, they know how to clean up some mud.
They buy poor and sick people and they take them into their homes and they kill them where they're safe.
Legalize it, anyone. In real life. Every other day of the year.
Why would Papa do that? I don't understand why he would do that. He must have left something that could tell us where he went. Like his phone. We could call his phone. We could stop him. Okay, that's fine. We can do something about this. I don't know what, but we can still do something about it.
He's gone.
Also, I'm noticing the theme of, like, hating rich people and hating capitalism, and it, apparently it's to save money somehow, even though property damage would be off the fucking charts. And in the first movie, like, remember, like, the Ethan Hawke, or whatever his name is, his job is, like, the security systems? Mm-hmm. And, like, he's meant to be a bad guy who's taking advantage of it. The government's not bad for putting the system in place. He's a bad guy for making money out of keeping people safe. And, like, all his neighbors who he's sold systems to keep safe, and he's the reason they're fucking alive, they're all jealous that he's, like, slightly richer, or he's got slightly more up-to-date technology or some fucking horse shit like that. So they hate him for being slightly more rich, and they're rich, so of course they're gonna kill him or some fucking bullshit like that. So it's like, not only do you have to love the government for having laws or something, you have to hate those fucking goddamn capitalists and those fucking entrepreneurs who try to protect you and improve society and
the
making money from.
The class warfare angle is really, really fucking stupid.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And before, there's no rapes depicted in the movie, even though that's the first thing you'd want to do. Toddler. I mean, not speaking personally or anything, just in general. Maybe that's what some people would do.
Yeah, some sickos. Because if not...
Wow, nice one. If I've learnt anything from DayZ, don't call out to bandits who are running around screaming, "Anyone there? I'm gonna kill you."
Okay, Chuko.
Thought your little transportation was going to keep me out or what? Let me tell you something. Out with the birdcage buster. Saved up a lot of pennies for this bitch, let me tell you. Chuko, don't you hear this, people? I'm not sure how, like, a shotgun with a fucking grenade launcher under it helps you break into, like, a metal steel door, but okay. Trust me when I tell you, I will. You better prepare yourself tonight, because tonight, it's my night, bitch. That's right, because it's Diego's night. It's my night to motherfucking purge! Fuck something time! If this was like root beer purging, he'd go, "I'm gonna purge! I'm gonna purge! Oh yeah, take your shirt off! Oh! 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 Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Alright, I've purged. Bye. I should be fine." Alright, let me call the next twist. The guy with the god mask is the black guy from the first movie, and it's gonna be a big twist that, like, oh no, Ethan Hawke in the first movie that refused to be in this one because he had to be paid too much saved the bad guy, and he was really the bad guy and the bad guys were good or some fucking horseshit like that. typical slut woman who wants to get raped.
Who's that? Huh? Is that your father? Is that your father?
Does he know them personally? Am I meant to recognize this guy?
It sure seems like him.
He seems like no the family. Also, good job. Top fucking
Bravo, CGI.
I just realized how stupid having a grenade launcher and a shotgun is, since a shotgun's a close range weapon and a grenade launcher would kill you if you fired it at like room to room angles.
Why do people always leave the door open just to look, like...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There you go.
Like, obviously, if you walked in a room, the first thing you'd see is a fucking eye looking at you through a crack in the door. Like, the human brain instantly sees another human eye. They like, take off their masks and, like, don't worry, man, we're the KKK. We're here to clean up all the niggers and spicks.
This is what he was looking for tonight. Let's bring these two downstairs.
We're just playing some paintball, don't worry, man. Alright, we've seen this guy driving for quite a while. I purge.
I purge.
It'd be funny if the reason they're being kidnapped is like their dad was like, "No, actually, I changed my mind. Listen, I'll sell you my wife and daughter to kill, and you give me the money." Nah, it's just like... Well... just like in my favorite movie. Someone tells me they're going to shoot anyone they see, even if they...
Yeah.
He has a gun concealed, fair enough.
And he popped his collar.
Don't worry, guys, I'm only committing fashion crimes tonight. Badumch! And coincidentally, the other main character is shot.
No, that's convenient.
Mm-hmm. This is like GTA Online. You leave to go and fight some other guys and someone nicks your fucking car. And he conveniently doesn't hit the girls. Operating intensifies. That's why I do in DayZ, don't even bother to aim, just run straight up and shit at that point blank.
I like they get in the car and they're like, "Oh, let's not drive this thing, let's just sit in here." Mm-hmm. No one's gonna actually try to steal this or anything.
Yep.
Wait, help us, wait!
Oh no, it reminds me of my family that died or some contrived bullshit.
Come with me.
come with me if you want to get, lived.
Dum dum.
Not confirming your kills, I've learned that in Daisy. Shoot him. You shoot that guy who's clearly gonna shoot you with the machine gun. Shoot that guy.
Okay, now you turn around and shoot those people in the back of your car and throw them out. It's obviously their damaged goods.
And the engine is okay, of course. It just goes ting ting.
Ting 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 ting. Don't bother shooting the tires or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Terminator.
Yeah. Nice movie biology where you can get shot in the cheek and the shockwave doesn't fucking liquidize your brain. You. What was that army doing in your building? Why were they after you? Why were they after you? I don't know. Why are you in the streets? Our car just broke down. Why does he care? Why doesn't he stop and be like, alright, you're safe now. On your own.
Being edgy. I drive.
I barge. Was it right? It's Chloe Martez filming Carrie.
That's what I was gonna say.
Don't worry, guys, just filming a movie. That's what they could do on The Purge if they have like. They can't get the budget for the CGI for a horror movie, just do it for real. Honestly,
anywhere but here is fine with me. I'm so scared I saw a pig covered in blood.
I'm a Muslim and that's not halal.
Oh yeah, that's how engines work, yep. Mm-hmm. Those bullets only take a while to start affecting the engine.
Average night in Chicago. Here's a better idea for a purge that you should also do in real life. Oh, I happened again. Check my doubles. Just get everyone who wants to kill each other can go on an island somewhere and they can all kill each other and it's like an annual event where all the psychopaths and sociopaths and edgy people around the world can just congregate on an island and they can all kill each other. It's alright since no innocent people will get caught in the crossfire. They won't do any property damage. That'd be a great idea. And you can make a TV show out of it and make some money. That'd be great. And make the world a better place. And there won't be any war anymore. And they just like, oh, and all the soldiers and armies can bring their tanks and blow each other up. And there wouldn't have to be any war anymore. There you go. Society problem solved. Make me president of the world, please.
It's called Chicago. You already just mentioned that.
Stay off the streets. It's called any city with mostly black people in it. All the white people leave. All the black people go there. Why did you save us if you're
just going to leave us here to die? Please help us! Yeah!
I have a friend in the city not far from here. I've worked with her for years. That's fucking stupid. You can just steal any car you want.
Yeah.
Where does she live?
Drayden Bryan.
She give me a car? Mm-hmm. You sure? Mm-hmm. Make sure.
Why wouldn't someone fucking blow up the cell phone towers?
Hey, it's Ava. We're in trouble. We're on doubt.
a real dick move, you know. Walking away and then coming back.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, we'll be there really soon.
Cool. Thanks. I was trying to be edgy.
I need your car as well. I'll explain when I get there, is okay?
Yeah, can I just borrow your car on the most dangerous night on earth? Yeah. Thanks. No, you're thanks. A great friend.
Just steal it.
If you can get us to the place safely, the car's yours. Can she help us too? Yeah.
Yeah, who the fuck are you?
Just give me the car. Alright, I'm gonna help you get to your friends, but I want that car.
I know.
Yeah, I know. We discussed that plot line. Let's move along.
Why wouldn't he just go to where he wants to be before the purge fucking starts? And then just, like, sit outside the guy's house who he wants to kill, like, an hour before it starts? Why is he traveling there first? It just mirrors us going into slow motion.
Yeah, then...
Whoa. That's speeding up. Okay. I'm sure that was part of the movie and not an error in this
Bravo,
monkey download.
Bravo, director.
Mm-hmm. Ebola shit out. There was an earthquake in China too. Americans. This is really fucking retarded, since why wouldn't she be, like, socially ostracized for the rest of her fucking life?
Yeah, well, she would.
And, like, I'm sure the next day, like, she would just conveniently be poisoned in a manner that looks like a heart attack, and they'd get away with it, and no one would want to investigate.
Because this movie's stupid as fuck.
Mm-hmm. She's killing all, like, the people with thin privilege. She's taking out healthism one thin person at a time.
Oh, let's save that guy. It's the bang bus.
Yeah, this would be a good night to film some interesting farm.
Cross banks.
No, that's a long way. It's gonna be much quicker if we go down here.
You what, mate? It's the same gag from there to Fargo.
Oh.
Gonna be fucking Lester's gonna come out and kill him.
Wow, nice shot.
Nice one. Don't use single fire or anything.
Yeah, go ahead and just try to punch him to death.
Good tactic. How would you set up, like, a tripwire under some random garbage that someone at random might step on? Like a 0.1% chance that anyone trigger it. In case someone tries to, like, pick up a scrap of newspaper.
They're not even running, look. Did you see that?
Yeah.
They're, like, jogging.
Yeah. I've noticed that a lot in movies. I think it's because, like, the focus is hard to set up for someone running really fast in a movie, so they don't want it to move that much along, sort of like into the foreground or background. Wake up, people. Wake up. It's happening. Wake up, guy.
Yeah. Is that Spike Lee?
I very much might be. It seems like a kind of stupid fucking cameo he'd want to have, since he like hates the white man.
This district's always quiet on Purge Night. The banks move their monies. No one's ever down here.
Stupid as fucking shit.
Let's go.
Aren't the people who work for the banks just sign the form saying, oh yeah, we moved the money, then take it home?
Stop.
You don't even know your names. I'm Liz, and this is Shane. Ava.
Shane?
Shane? Yeah, that's character development, yeah.
Sharing your names is character development.
Yeah, me too, but we all got stuck out here, and he chose to be. That means he's purging. Hey, let's go.
Are you saying that we shouldn't...
Yeah, this guy that's protecting us is a real asshole.
All I'm saying is that he's out here, armed to the teeth on purge night voluntarily. That means he's trying to do something nasty.
I can hear you.
Dumb as fucking shit, and they would, like, naturally do whatever this man tells them.
That's, like, some of the worst writing I've heard in a long-ass time.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't there be, like, since I'm sorry to tell the writers of this movie, but the vast majority of people aren't sociopaths that want to murder people, wouldn't there be, like, a militia of people who defend their communities? So wouldn't there be a lot of, like... I'd say there'd be, like, for every mentalist, there'd be, like, 10 decent people who are just defending their communities, so there'd probably be a lot of people patrolling the streets with assault rifles and shooting any edgy fuckers wearing masks.
That was the obese lady on the bridge.
Good for her.
She fights for the common man.
She's a proud American. She defends the burgers. She goes on top of McDonald's. And she's like, I've gone to this McDonald's every day for 10 years. I'm going to go for that every day for the next 10 years, motherfuckers. Nah, I know the symbols for he, and I can write them 3 times. Thanks, Korea. Edgy. Hannibal ripoff. Oh, Hannibal spoilers. David Neusatter. Stole my pensions. He's gone. Yeah, take that, capitalist.
Yeah, rich guy, jerk, huh?
Fuck you for doing your job as a bureaucrat that anyone else would do if he just didn't happen to have that job.
I guess the demographic of this movie is like fucking poor people or something. Yeah. Like, yeah, I really want to just fucking kill one.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've like never felt that way at all.
Nope. I just want to kill a Jack. So.
Yeah, I guess I'm rich and attractive, so life's like actually perfect.
Yep. Flips him.
Although, I do have stomach problems.
Yeah, but you can afford healthcare.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Fuck all poor people. They don't deserve to die. Oh, it was just a prank. Sorry, guys. Just a prank. She okay? Did he shoot them at some point? What happened? I feel like
I
a sound
no
effect
idea
didn't
what
play.
The fuck just happened.
I guess he was already injured or something. I thought he was wearing a mask, but his face was bloody or something. The bastards who came into our building. And that looks like their truck. Stay here. Stay here. Wouldn't people not even be shocked by violence at this point if murder is so widespread every year? Wouldn't it just be like, oh, yeah, he's purging. Whatever. Oh, yeah, I gotta get murdered. Whatever. Like, people in fucking war zones seem to tune it out. See if this thing's working. Stay alert. Stay alert. Go ahead. Go, 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 go. This is some high-tech shit. Not really. Somebody spent a lot
of money trying to do some heavy duty. Yeah. Okay.
This is an Alienware. Traffic camps. Why is the traffic camp still on if all the civil service systems are offline? Why are the streetlights still on?
Look at this. 7th Street. Is that your building?
Yeah, but why is it all red?
You're being targeted for something along with all these other buildings here.
You've been neg-repped.
All the prophets. Maybe you're right, Callie. Look, I'm telling you, this is the new Founding Fathers. The government...
The truck is fucked.
No good?
No, the engine's all fucked or something.
If it was the government, why don't they send some fucking soldiers whenever they want?
That's fucking stupid.
I told Pop that he was the real deal. His group took these fuckers out.
Everybody got a weapon. Hey, grab this. Take the weapon. Go, go. Go.
Oh,
go.
Shit, there's another one.
Like an you use the minigun, you fucking plebs.
Yeah, don't use that awesome fucking turn.
Haven't you played Left 4 Dead? Come on.
It's the best. It's the best thing in the game. Mm-hmm.
Trigger discipline, please, mate. Please don't run while putting your finger in the trigger. There's a lot of, like, looking around corners in this.
Yeah.
He's using, the third-person exploit from DayZ to peek around the corner at the bandits. Oh my god, fuck off. Fuck off. I swear to god, if she screams at a rat, the rat was purging.
I'm sorry. An Anna Kendrick movie popped up on my Netflix.
It was trying to go to a cheesy vagina.
Oh, yes. Shush the people. Are you fucking kidding me?
This is where you just, like, shoot them and walk away.
This edgy Tyler Durden.
Stealth kill, and no one's gonna watch that guy walking away like you would.
Hey, you go check on that, and I won't watch you.
If I learned anything from Daisy, it's always keep an eye on your teammate, because they could drop dead at any second. I would be amazing during the Purge due to Daisy. It would just be non-stop operating. And I'd drip beans for everyone. Everyone would be safe. Don't worry, guys. We can glitch under the floorboards of this house. Just go prone and go down here. Don't worry, guys. The AI can't follow you over train tracks. The pathfinding is broken.
This is like fucking Daisy. They just walk around, they never actually do kill anybody.
Yeah, they just like watch people and decide, nah, don't bother. The combat system is bullshit. It's random, we'll die.
It's like Daisy, where it's like
a walking sim.
This whole movie.
Finding your friends and walking somewhere while you avoid combat.
It's supposed to be like scary or something, because all they're doing is like dodging fights and stuff.
Like every horror movie, the character's only in danger because they're fucking stupid. And yep. I guess stupid people can relate. And they're like, man, what would happen if I was driving around during the Purge and I forgot what day it was? Man, what would happen if I wanted to take revenge in the Purge and I forgot I could just fucking walk there before it started? That's a problem that could happen to me. I can relate to these dumb fucking retards. What a good movie. This is what my average life is like. Oh man, I forgot to not walk across a freeway.
If I pull that off.
Will you be more likely to die? If I get shot, it would be extremely painful. You're an edgy guy for this movie.
What was that? Huh?
It's
what?
Niggers! Oh. Mag dump on them! How'd you know that? Oh, they're poor, so it's alright, though poor people are way more violent than rich people. Notice how all the rich people are like backstabby sociopaths, and all the poor people are nice and just like doing their lives, when in real life, like in every single species on Earth, the less resources you have, the more violent you become. And the more resources you have, the more lethargic you become. So fuck off, you bunch of commie faggots. Oh wow, it's like lagging Daisy. People keep jumping about the screen.
That's what it is. Lagging.
Daisy the movie.
Yeah, that's
really
good.
Yes, it's set fire to your fucking teammates.
Well, yeah, let's help these homeless people out now.
That's how you say hi in America. No worries. Edgy.
Oh wow, yeah, I forgot, like,
my legs are broken, I need a Murphy.
How do I get off prone?
I'm pressing X, but I can't stand up. No, I know how to write up in Korean.
That guy just walked into a DP thread. Got flamed.
Sick part. Shane?
Shane? I like Holmes. Yo, they're friendly. They're just trying to get through the night. Like, what the fuck? And I'm sorry, but this deranged guy with a machine gun is probably not very rich. Oh, this guy's probably got like 2 houses and a yacht.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you'd be a successful businessman if you're an off the charts fucking mentalist and you do well in the business world. Well, that's happened in every single movie ever made where someone has a flamethrower, and I'm sure in real life they're bulletproof or something specifically for that reason.
So sorry.
I'm sorry for being a generic woman in a horror movie.
Acting. Look at the set they're on. You see that? It was just a fake wall. Like,
they're zooming into where like the set ends.
Yeah. Let's take the stairs.
I think I saw the set wobbling there. It might be the camera, but it looked like the set was wobbling. Oh yeah! Wow, what an amazing set.
Like, come on, you couldn't have like sprinkle some trash around or something and make it look like a. Oh, good cut. Very quality cut.
Why is this one smash that fucking top? Less crimes are being committed than in real life. Like, in real life, you can't put up a digital billboard without some fucking prick writing a gang sign on it.
That's because the purge happens, Ruby, and everything's so great. Okay. Quality cut.
Bravo,
generic,
if I made this.
Generic street camera. Of obviously not those actors and actresses.
Shitzers. Yeah.
So fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You said you downloaded this on accident?
Yep.
How'd you go about that?
I don't know. I guess I was mean to click in a good movie. So, pretty huge charm.
Whoopsie. Whoops.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I didn't go see this in theaters.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like, not exactly a movie, experience movie, it's more of a, you can watch a fucking camera of it and it's alright since it's just people walking around dark streets. The Purge's car. And before it's poison or some fucking horseshit.
And the food is delicious. My mother's a wonderful cook. My sister's a testament to that. Now, does that mean she's a good cook? That's cool.
You know, you didn't have to go this far. Just having us here was really enough.
You guys have had a terrible night. Get some food in your system and we'll get through this together.
And before it's poisoned. Or it's human meat or something fucking edgy.
What about you, tough guy? Want a drink?
Oh, thanks.
Armpits. I only drink blood. Hi. Hi, are we still watching? I'm still watching.
Yeah, not paused on this movie.
Okay, good.
I don't care if the purge is like actually happening. Yeah. I'm not going to pause it.
Yeah.
Let it roll. I hope whoever's watching this movie with us is enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. Whenever anyone says, like, purging, I think, like, a bulimic woman making herself gag. It should be more entertaining than this.
It's not very nice, Lorraine.
I'm sorry,
not me. Why doesn't absolutely everyone in the entire country, like, take out insurance that the payment is due on the purge, so then they legally don't have to pay it, and they can get away with a free car or something?
You're safe here. We are anti-purge in this household.
Speak for yourself, Daddy. What does that mean? I molest children every year.
Yeah, let's be sassy and on the night where you can literally kill each other.
Yeah, and joke about it. Yeah, it's funny stuff.
Please excuse my daughter. And please, if there's anything else you need, just ask.
I could use a clean shirt.
Down the hall, second door on the left.
I like how the idea is it's about violent crime, even though, like, I don't know, like, 1% of the population is violent, and most people would just be, like, smoking weed or something. I'm gonna go to the
girls' room because this wine is... Yeah, I'd go drink a couple glasses of that wine and then go driving.
Smoke a Cuban cigar, it's really very edgy.
I can go outside and I can, like, get shit-faced and then go drunk driving and I'm not gonna get pulled over.
Yeah, and drive as fast as you want.
Because driving is so much more fun when you're drunk. Oh wow, bravo, he put on like the exact same shirt.
Hopefully he rapes her.
Hello.
Oh, this is her purging. She's taking too many pills or something.
YOLO. Yeah, okay, every day.
Real life footage.
That would be pretty base though, just like kicking back with some friends, like watching The Purge on TV.
Well, like, just fucking turn on CNN and watch. Oh, sorry, that's American news. Turn on BBC and watch what's happening in Gaza. There you go, there's the fucking Purge for Israel, that's real life.
Boy, baby.
Remember the 6 million rockets that try to get fired over a wall and fall into the empty wasteland, you filthy guy animal?
Obviously, Israel is being picked on, Ruby.
For those filthy fucking Muslims.
I'm pandering that to our audience since I know only Stomp will be here.
Don't worry, Stomp. We remember the 6 million. See, Techno and Ruby's fucking Schindler's List commentary for evidence of that.
No more, nothing depressing. Let's put on some music and let's just liven it up.
Is he gonna put on a child porn collection?
Come on. Oh,
fuck a brother or something. Drop spaghetti. This again too awkward, I need to go.
Excited, this party fucking sucks. I gotta go kill some people.
Yeah, she's pretty wild. But we'll be okay. She's a good friend.
Yeah, you don't want anything.
Before everyone gets right.
Lorraine, do you care if we dance? She doesn't even care. She's not even paying attention. He's asleep.
I don't know how to thank you.
Okay. Suck my dick.
Just fucking take it. She already said like 3 times, yeah, you can take my fucking car.
How bait is this guy? He's like, could you ask your friend? Like, I know that's why I'm over here, but... I think you should just take care of your daughter.
She's special. And you're very lucky. She's got psychic powers.
And I need the car. And I need the car.
There is no car.
You what, mate? No, just hold down the fucking trigger and start sweeping the entire room.
What a twist.
I need to go and get my son back from my ex-wife so I can molest him legally. That's why I couldn't go near him, because he has a restraining order against me.
This would be so much better if you just, like, shut up this entire room and only two people escape.
I heard you say that you're doing it for your son. I don't know him. I'm pretty sure he did not want you to do whatever it is that you're going to do.
That's the kind of thing that people say in a movie a lot, but like, if someone murdered me, yeah, I'd want my dad to go and fucking kill him. Hell yes. Oh, engine is intensified. Typical woman angry that there's other women in the room getting more attention than her.
Oh my god, did you see that acting?
It was amazing. Amazing stunt work. No, the most obnoxious woman. Top line. Okay, Lorraine, Woman logic. She shot her own sister. Why do you think she gives a fuck?
Yeah. I didn't mean anything. I didn't mean it. She hasn't done anything to you. Okay? So let us cut this out.
Fuck you. This is my right granted to me by my government.
Why is he shooting him?
Who's shooting who? What side am I on?
The protagonist just shot the guy who's like trying to defend himself from murder.
Like what the fucking, what is actually happening right now?
I have no idea.
Like, oh, I better intervene on these, like, this lover quarrel that I don't care about. I just came here for a car.
Go, go!
This is exactly the kind of movie that needs a villain protagonist that just, like, mag dumps into the room. Looks like they were like flirting there or something. He's just realized that he should have just gone there before the punch.
Are you gonna leave us now?
So none of these people has a car, and they couldn't take any of the vehicles of the people they killed that left vehicles
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I know, like, whatever. It's like, oh, but have you seen parking in the city? It's so bad.
And it's the Purge, people are going to be parallel parking like crazy. Or whatever, that fucking parking the double yellow lines or fucking traffic law bullshit. I don't yep. drive, so parallel can't make driving parking. Jokes.
You're right. You don't drive?
No, unfortunately.
I drive.
Good. Do you do it with a toothpick?
Yeah,
wow,
actually.
What a good movie.
Oh man, that sucks because every time it does that, we have to watch more of this movie. I always get a toothpick when I leave a restaurant, so I'm like, gonna drive home.
I would have toothpicks, but I'd be scared that I'm going to swallow it and it's going to kill me.
You are a pussy.
I'm not edgy enough to drive. If I've learned anything from DayZ, when you're around the corner from a bunch of bandits and they're all in a circle having a wee talk, just fucking lay down prone and spray at them and you'll probably kill half of them and the other ones will just run away.
Wow, this movie's pretty bad, huh?
Mm-hmm. Press V to get over the fence.
Go, get on that fence. You run. You don't stop. You run for your life. You understand? You don't fucking wait. Go. Go, go, go.
Why do you fucking care about her? Like, the fuck?
Fucking shit, we could kill them all before they even realize what's happening if we just mag dumped all three of them. DayZ definitely ruined movies for me. Just could do better in every situation. Like, people's reaction time is a lot fucking slower than what you can empty a magazine in. Oh, GoPro cams. Bravo, Peter Jackson, it's the Hobbit all over again.
So revolutionary.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow, good job guys. You had one job.
Oh my god, what a question. That's what you want answered right now?
We had a GPS tracking chip on you or some fucking horseshit.
Oh, it's the homeless guy from earlier, right?
I don't know, all black people look the same.
Yeah, I guess it is. What a twist. Mm. I didn't see that one coming.
It's a bitch raping time. We're not purging tonight. You don't need to kill anyone. What? Just need money. What? Right, bro?
Yeah, we what? Need to take what? Money from what? The rich people because we're poor and disadvantaged.
What? Why don't you rob a fucking bank or something then? Why don't you fucking... Oh, God.
They're going to donate them to the rich people. That's what they're doing.
Okay. Oh, God.
Because obviously the poor people, you know, they're never going to kill anybody. They just... do the work for these sadistic rich people.
Mm-hmm. Why don't they just like, I don't know, fucking steal some diamonds from a jewelry store or something?
You don't get it, Ruby. They don't want to commit crimes. They just want money because they're
How is there like a level of purging? That's not how killing people works. Every time I've ever heard of a human killing people for fun, it's not, oh, I got out of my system, it's alright. It almost gets worse and worse. They need to do it more and more. You know, every serial killer always gets
Dexter
worse and worse.
Like, Dexter was like headbutting his child at the end of the episode.
Yeah, exactly. That's how they get caught, because they always escalate and escalate. And career criminals always need a bigger and bigger score. No one says, oh, got out of my system, I'm done. If you move or speak, you will be shot. If anyone ever said that to me, the first thing I'd say is, fuck off. And they can go ahead and shoot me if they want. I've already gotten them mad. Oh, edgy! Edgy, look at all these fucking rich people. I'm sure they'll do good business for the rest of the year. A meta collapse. This is what fucking communists really believe. No fairness, I'd attempt something like this. I'd be jerking off. Oh, black people can't be, well, that's racist. The entry price will be $200,000. This is also fucking stupid because you can kill people for free. Mr. Lockhart and his wonderful wife, Lauren. Fantastic. The head of assistance. Ah, I've been waiting all evening for your participation. Fantastic. And I Pardon assume me. You brought your signature blade.
Forgive him.
Edgy. Alright, one spot left. Anyone else? Sorry, that was me purging. And will your
handsome sons be joining you? I can't wait to purge this movie from my memory.
Purge it from a fucking hard drive, man. I am so happy that you have this to share together. Oh, and one last reminder. The weapons rack is stocked with the latest and the greatest. And my personal favorite is the Mauser Elite SSX double barrel. SSX tricky. It's my favorite game. We're going to make them play it. It is so precise. It's as if God handcrafted it himself. Well, that will do it. Why would you need a gun to kill people who you can execute? Good luck. I think that's a sniper rifle, but okay. Oh, they like let them free and hunt them with you. Oh man, truly is the most dangerous game. Bravo ever made this.
Bravo Universal.
No, it turns into that movie, The Maze Runner, or some fucking bullshit. Follow me. Oh, random people that we didn't even see are there too.
Oh, really?
Implying night vision goggles can be that small. This is really fucking stupid. Like, they would, yeah, these like, people would never do this. Like, I would not want to do this with, like, a machete, because these people could just gang up and beat the fucking shit out of me. Like, why would anyone go in with melee combat? Like, why would rich people do this? Since, like, if you're rich, you're never going to get into a fight in your life, and you're getting poor people who are probably street thugs.
It's the same propaganda as the Hunger Games. Just, like, rich people, like, just want to kick part of, like, the lower class. It's fucking stupid.
Fist bump. If I've learned anything from DayZ, when bandits with night vision goggles are after you, you shove a fucking flare and it blinds them.
Why does he care about her again? Like,
I don't know. He wants some pussy.
I guess.
And he should be such a rapist. This is retarded, since this is a situation that you can make a movie that's not set in the Purge universe, like rich people who illegally do this. That would be a cool movie. But like right now it's like, can we see the city again? Like, I want to see more inventive crimes that people are getting up to.
They gave you like a short montage on the news, and I was like, oh, that's our budget. Later. Mm, yeah.
And of course, like, when someone with a gun gets dumped on by someone without a gun, and they drop their gun, they have a prolonged fist fight. Neither of them goes for the gun. People
just
forget,
like,
their
really
guns there.
This interesting, like, filming and fighting, because I just saw The Raid, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, The Raid 2? Have you seen that yet?
The original.
Okay, the first Raid's fucking amazing, yeah. And the only movie like it is The Raid 2, which is, like, not to get your hopes up, but it's fucking amazing too.
Is it as good, or?
I'd say it's better. It's not got the appeal of, like, the first Raid is a good movie because, like, it's over the course of, like, 1 hour or something, and it's just non-stop people trapped in a building fighting. The second one's got, like, it's got a plot, and it's got like prolonged story sequences, but when the action starts, the action fucking starts, so yeah.
Mm. Yeah, The Raid didn't have much of a plot, but it was, you know, just visually just so stunning. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I loved it.
Mm.
And this is just like, oh, a bunch of people banging around. You know.
In the dark. Yeah. Nice, completely fucking ridiculous night vision goggles that don't fucking exist.
Mm.
It's like some fucking crisis. Crisis 3 horseshit. We dual wielding now. He's got the Call of Duty packs. I couldn't even tell who that was. I thought he was killing his own friends.
Well, that's lag. He went through like 3 clips and now he's mad. It's like,
yeah.
Fuck, where's all the ammo? Ghost.
He's got like the heartbeat monitor from Call of Duty there. He saw a little dot around the heart, some horseshit. Oh, thanks, guys.
Someone's coming right now.
Yes, he's got the heartbeat monitor from Call of Duty. Another head glitching from Call of Duty. Absolute fucking exploiters. Are we really meant to believe they're wearing night vision goggles and not fucking ski goggles?
It's
like, come on, mate. Come on.
This feels
it's like
just
homemade or something. Like, this is what, like, since 17-year-old kids. Who are they fucking calling? They're calling the fucking police, mate. What was that, mate? Did the Purge end a minute ago? So they killed some people or something.
I guess they called them.
They call the guards who are working for them for no explicit reason. Like, why don't they just kill them and fucking rob them?
There's a whole fucking army.
killing them and taking their guns and using them, like in Daisy.
So man, baby.
I'm gonna have to distract them so all fucking 30 of them shoot me at once and you can escape.
You make them earn it. I'm sorry. For everything.
Tell me about Shane. Why is he so bitter?
I love you, I need you.
Top fucking level, mate. Shocking twist. Some random guy who we didn't give a shit about died.
I can't even remember. Curse you, rich people! Yeah! Quit climbing the corporate ladder!
You fucking cunts having fucking trading pieces of shit. How many fucking.
She cried more there than when her grandpa like just admitted he donated himself to be chopped in half.
that was the black family that did that. She was white. The movie's so bad you can't tell what people's races are. For that random guy, yeah. She was. What the fuck?
Flashbang from where?
Yeah, what? Me. Oh, it's like the Communist People Revolution or some horse shit. Oh, that's the guy from the first movie! I knew he would turn up at some point.
There you go.
Oh, I believe them.
You'll be prosecuted.
When anyone says friendly and Daisy, you immediately shoot them. Where you gonna come?
Nobody special. Just some people who don't necessarily agree with the purge is all.
Well, you're pretty violent.
Carmelo Jones.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Black Palmer. We're the Black Panthers.
Fuck you! Fuck your money! And motherfuck the purge!
For real, homie? Over here.
Fuck your money? Yeah, very subtle.
I say as I'm firing a gun that I bought with money.
You once said that the market mentality will no longer keep the American people stunted. We are outraged and we're fighting back.
Nice to meet you too.
Communism intensifies.
There's a lot of men here.
You know, there's more of us and more pissed off.
And that's fucking the guy from The Wire. Omar's coming and such.
Is that a good show?
I don't know, I've never seen it. TV likes it.
Yeah, apparently seasons 2 and 3 are like some of the best TV ever.
It's one of those shows like The Sopranos where like I believe people when they say it's good, but I'm never going to fucking watch it because it's like 150 episodes of like completely unironic dead serious crime drama and I can't fucking take it.
Mm-mm.
I'm the Deus Ex Machina, of course I'm sure. I'm here to save you. It's just a convenient time. And before it's a twist, it's like a trick and they're just gonna like rape all the girls.
Yeah, I was thinking like, what about this edgelord just like turns and kills everybody at the end of the movie?
Mm-hmm. Why are these...
Yeah, like, I'm supposed to be cheering for these guys or something? Like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah, well, I guess, sure, kill people who are purging, but wouldn't it be a better idea to kill the fucking government who put this system in place? Holy shit.
No, you want to just kill the people that are participating in it by...
Yes, that's right. That's right, got him. Yeah. Fight amongst yourselves, hehehe. Remember to not hurt any government officials, hehehe.
That was some of the worst acting in the
game. Yep, yep. It was worse than fucking...
It's like she forgot that...
Yeah.
Like...
Forgot that someone... Yeah. Now run. Run! Run! Faster! Sure, anyway. Take your heels off, you fucking dumb bitch.
You told that rich person. Yeah.
That's what she gets for killing fucking hundreds of people.
There isn't much time left in this year's purge.
If his fucking son got murdered, don't you think he would want to take revenge at any fucking other day? Like, who cares if he goes to jail and his fucking life's over? God be with you all.
It's 7 a.m., right?
I think. And to do it anyway, to do it anyway.
You see that house on the corner?
And we're like, for real, like, who's gonna know it's 1 minute over the purge?
The owner of that house killed my son 12 months ago. Nicholas was coming home from school, and he swerved off the road.
What? So it wasn't even during the punch, it was just...
Blood alcohol level was 3 times the limit, but you know...
Oh my god, this fucking movie.
On a technicality, so... Him and his wife and his two little kids, well, they live in that house. Happily ever after. 2 weeks ago, I came here and I disabled his back barricade. That's what we're doing here.
And he didn't notice in 2 weeks? You think you'd test it before you did the fucking punishment, okay?
I want you both to stay in this car, do you understand me?
Yeah, no shit. I'm not going to help you.
Be safe. It's almost over.
Don't, please.
I got my own.
You can just stay here with us and we can drive.
She's gonna get up and be like, oh, well, the system, he actually re-enabled it, so we can't do anything. Maybe next year. Roll credits.
Yeah. Why did he say 12 months ago if, like...
Yeah, what the fuck? Like, it wasn't implied that it was...
Yeah, it was nothing to do with the purchase. Like, it wasn't exactly 12 months ago. It was technically, like, living in a little... Yeah. And it, like,
4 days ago.
It was nothing to do with the purge. He just got off on a technicality. It wasn't the technicality of, like, it was in the purge. It was just,
We're not going to do this. We're going to use an inarbitrary number that could also very confuse the audience for no fucking reason.
So, if he's not going after a fellow purger, wouldn't the purge be a bad time to take revenge? Since usually someone will only shoot you if you're obviously going to kill them, but on the purge, he could try and kill you first before you even fucking get up to his fucking front door. You can tell fucking Claymore's
in his
garden.
Did you see that security system?
Wow,
you, like,
it's good stuff.
Open the front door.
Yeah, like this fucking glass window.
I wonder if anybody would want to kill me during the purge. I'm trying to think if I have any enemies.
I'm sure Flagger Chat would want to kill me for banning him. You did talk about wanting to drink drive, so you might kill some kids and then not on the purge, but get off in a technicality on a regular day, and then someone will try and kill you in the purge. So watch out. 5 minutes to me. And he's going to, like, hold the gun to his head, and they're going to talk for 5 minutes.
You know I'm here. Yeah, but explain it really slowly while you're here, so...
Yeah. Yeah, no, just, can you give me that again? Just take another minute to explain.
No, don't talk. Shut your mouth.
You should just, like, kill those kids and be like, there, never
you
even,
should, like,
and leave.
You have 4 minutes, you should probably hurry up.
Yeah. Rape her very quickly. Nutty could do it. I know we're meant to now be like, oh, now he's the monster, but killing someone with drink driving is still fucking murder, I'm pretty sure. Like, you go to fucking jail for manslaughter for that, and it's your fucking fault for doing it. It's not like, oh, this is so unreasonable.
Tell me about Bang!
Why does he look like... Does he look like a bitch?
Oh, wow. That was so fucking dark. Can't show that.
Chin stuff. Why would anyone even buy a security system if people go around with fucking the buzzsaws from Payday 2? What the fuck, mate? What a good ending. You couldn't leave it a fucking minute before walking outside.
Yeah, shouldn't he, like, crash in the house for like another 15 minutes or something, just to be sure.
Oh, who's it gonna be that's killed him? Oh, can't wait for the epic twist.
Oh wow, it's gonna be so...
I guess the guy who shot the minigun or some horse shit.
We found your car, Sarge. Your plates told us who you were.
And how would you know where he was?
It was easy to see where you were headed tonight.
How? That's why was it easy? Because you took a completely different car?
I guess it's public knowledge of Sundown.
It's an unwritten purge rule, Sergeant.
Don't save lives. What? Fuck off. We take lives. Fuck off. We make things manageable for us. Everyone's got a monster in them. They need to let out. Don't you understand? You need the government to protect you. So we supplement it all.
Keep things balanced. I'm just stop fucking talking because the purge is about to be over.
If he bleeds out, if the purge ends now and then he bleeds to death, does he get done from under? Because technically he died after the purge ended. Oh,
no, I think he doesn't work that way. I think everything inside the parameters from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.
So is this guy working for the government? Why don't they just send official soldiers, and who's going to do shit about it? Deep commentary.
Oh, who's it gonna be this time? One of the black
the guy he spared or some fucking horse shit.
This is like that. You ever see that stand up? That what you say? That
Night Live. Oh, yeah, just people get shot over and over again.
Yeah, that's what this is like.
And it took me 5 minutes. They realize, like, what to do, right? We just need to run out of this movie and we'll be fine.
Let me guess, the time's gonna run out like some stupid shit.
Dumb as fucking dog shit. I guess the moral of the story is spare people's lives.
Yeah, or something.
Well, like, you should definitely kill rich people, but don't kill poor people. The middle-class people, if they kill your son, spare him. But if they're just middle class, like Ethan Hawke in the first movie, kill him.
They should arrest these girls for trespassing on this guy's private property now.
Or shoot them, now because they're trespassing.
And loud noise disturbing the peace.
Yep. And then I have to count in Korean.
Yeah.
Just put a bunch of dashes.
This is so fucking dumb. Didn't he just get shot in like the heart? It's like, oh man, I heard.
It's alright, just give him a saline bag from Daisy and he'll heal back up. That's what medicine is all about. Don't worry, completely unstable mental guy who tried to kill me. You're my friend now. I mean, you'd break into my house and put a fucking knife to my throat and traumatize my wife. And at any time you could change your mind and kill me, but yeah, a real hero and a real human being. A real hero and a real fucking edgy arsehole. Now I'm in love with this woman who I've never talked to.
Yeah, this music.
Why are the police going now? No crimes happened.
I know somebody like, didn't he have the truck, didn't keep track of the time. They're like, oh shit, 7:05, I killed somebody. And they call the police, like, oh, I gotta report. I fucked up.
So if the emergency services are offline, why don't people just go to private hospitals? Why don't people just hire private security forces or something?
I don't fucking know, maybe this movie
sucks. Wouldn't people trust those services more than state services for this? Yeah.
Nope, time to go to work. There's like blood and chaos all over the
people city. Have been like crashing planes into buildings and my office is on fire. Edgy.
I hope these movies don't become an annual thing.
They should. Like, society, everyone has a little bit of bad taste in them and we all need to let our inner bad taste out by watching these shitty fucking movies every year. For the goods of society, Goyim, don't you understand? Another thing I noticed in the first movie is, like, only the bad guys have guns that do anything, and when Ethan Hawke tries to defend his family with a gun, it goes tits up and the bad guys just take the gun from him. So it's got this little sort of anti-gun propaganda in it too.
Well, this is like, this right here is like the coolest part of the movie.
Oh, and it just ends.
We didn't get to see the like, the coolest
It just ended.
They spent all their budget on that.
The movie suddenly got good and cut off.
Remix. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. And to Letterboxd I go. The Purge. Anarchy. 1 star. Have you seen Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, I went to see that in the movies 2 days ago.
How was it?
I liked it. It was very fun. It was very well written. It's one of those things where, like, the characters carry it. So what could be, like, fucking, like, dumb, doesn't make much sense, like, nerdy space opera bullshit is like, oh, yeah, I'm excited to see this just because you want to see what the characters do next sort of thing. So, yeah, I'd recommend seeing it in the theatres. And, like, I guess, like, the 3D was pretty cool for the space battles and shit. It's very funny that Marvel can make a really fun movie that's made a lot of money out of a fucking talking raccoon and a fucking tree, but DC can't get a Wonder Woman movie off the ground.
Well, I,
Bravo, DC.
I'm sorry, I just read the most edgy review I've ever read on Letterboxd.
I wish I could purge. I want to kill all the bullies in high school and my parents for making me go to bed.
It's a very long movie.
Which one?
Eyes Wide Shut. It's an hour and... Or, it's 160 minutes.
Well, to be honest, after seeing Transformers 4, which is 3 hours long, I don't... Yeah, if you're not over the 3 hour mark, I'm not hearing it.
God, how is that movie that long?
I don't fucking know. I think it's because, like, there's a first act, a second act, and a third act. And I think they wrote the script and they're like, alright, there's the movie. And then someone was like, whoa, we need to sell this in China. There's not enough scenes in China, like set scenes in China. Like, we've already written the script. We'll write a fourth act where we go to China and they have a big fight in China. Alright, so then they literally just, like, continue the story for a fourth act in China that runs into fucking 45 extra minutes onto the movie. Which, like, I wouldn't put it past them to do since it is, like, haphazardly. There's a movie and then suddenly they go to China.
What did you say to that? What did that guy say? And then you said something when you were like walking out of the theater to his son or whatever.
What was it? Like they were staying to the end to see if there was a secret scene, and there wasn't. And he goes to his son and he says, "Well, that was a waste of 10 minutes." And the same more like a waste of 3 hours.
Did he say anything?
No, I just can't walk past him.
Oh, 3 hours. God damn. Even Wolf of Wall Street wasn't that long. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is a 90. God damn it.
Yeah, stupid fucking movie. If you want to watch that movie, just watch footage of real monkey attacks on YouTube. There you go. See a baboon actually tearing the fuck out of someone.
Well, I don't want to see some fucking CGI, like, actual people walking around with like monkey CGI around. I don't fucking care.
Exactly.
I remember when I was a kid and the Planet of the Apes came out, and I was over at my grandparents' house, and my uncle and my aunt were all over, and my cousin, my gay as fuck cousin, like, "Oh, you want to go see Planet of the Apes?" And I was like, I think it was like one of the first times I started, was like getting partition tasting. I was like, "All right, that looks actually kind of terrible." And then. And my grandpa was like, "Well, you should probably go. It's going to be a pretty good show." And I was like, "Well, I don't really care about like these monkeys. Like, who cares?" Mm-hmm. And I went and... No! No!
What?
The there's a little thing on from the Rotten Tomatoes, it's Anna Kendrick. Ugh. And I click her face and it says, "We had a small issue processing your request. Don't panic. We've logged the problem.
Too mousy. We've got a mouse infestation. We've called the exterminator. Don't worry. Don't panic. We'll put down the mouse traps.
Ruby, you stop immediately."
Anna Kendrick!
Isn't she Jewish?
No. She's agnostic. Or atheist. I don't know. She's a redditor.
You can't escape the Jewing.
She's a redditor. So I think she's atheist. Like, she was posting some real fedora shit on her Twitter.
Tips, mouse whiskers.
This is getting pathetic. Stevie thinks he's in love with Cag, and she's like trying. She's like getting to that point where Stevie gets obnoxious. You know that. I don't know what's wrong with you, but like I can only take so much Stevie, and then I have to like completely ignore him for the rest of my life. Cag's at that point.
Luckily Stevie doesn't talk to me anymore because the last time he talked to me, Technorat kicked him out of a Steam chat room because we're playing DayZ, and I took it extremely personally, and then he sent us all screen captures of him uninstalling DayZ, and he hasn't messaged me since, so I'm a partner in crime of ignoring Stephen Yell, which is a crime not even legal on the Purge night. It's just too far from.